רב כדף ממתס עמד א', רב אבא אומר, and the Messiah of Hashas brings down that this is Rav, that's what he brings down from the Orach, this is a member of Rav. Rav Abba Oymer Tzor, Sheyemer Bo Heido Tchilo V'Soif, that in the second Baruche, you need Heido Tchilo V'Soif, so Rashi says, Noida Hashem Aleikeinu, Val Kulam Hashem Aleikeinu, Onu Moidim Loch. Vahapoiches, if a person does not say two Heidois, Lo Yivchois Me'echot. Al Koponim, he should say one Heido. V'chol Hapoiches Me'echot, Areize Megune. But if he's Poiches, he doesn't even say Echot, Areize Megune. I think the translation of Areize Megune, we are not speaking about the Nusach of the Bichas HaMozen, we're speaking about the person. The Avodrom says, Hareze Megune, the Mashme She'enoi Roitze Lohoidois LaKodesh Boruchu. He says, so this person is a Megunedike person. He received such Toivis and he doesn't want to be Makir Toiv, doesn't want to be thankful. Hareze Megune. V'chol HaChoisim Mamchil HaRotzois B'Birchas HaOretz. Instead of saying Al Ha'oretz Val HaMozen, he says Manchil HaRotzis. And the problem in Manchil HaRotzis, Avodrom explains, because Manchil HaRotzis would go on all the umes, Mashme Al Kol Ume Shein Chil HaOretz. And the tachlis of the Baruchi is to speak about that the Rabbeinu Shalom gave us Eretz Yisrael, not speak about all HaRotzis. Nagavurcha Davudrom says, Tzrichin lesaper b'shvacha oretz, kidei sheyishtoike kulo, that a person should have a tshuke to live in Eretz Yisrael. Al koponim, manchel arotzais is the wrong chsime. Umeishia es Yisrael beboine Yerushalayim, instead of speaking about binyin Yerushalayim, he will speak about Meishia es Yisrael. So it's also a reza bur, because the chsime has to be speaking about binyan Yerushalayim, and Mashiach Yisrael is koil many Yeshuas. Avodrom says mashma mikol tzoro v'tzuke. So that's a reza bur. V'chol she'enei oimer bris v'toyre bebirchas ha'oretz, if a person is not maskir bris v'toyre bebirchas ha'oretz, u'malchus beis David beboine Yerushalayim, lo yotzo yidei chevosa. So he's not yotze. Bris v'toyre, malchus beis David, you're not yotze. Now, in this din of lo yotzo yidei chevosa, the tour in Simen Kuf Pei Zayin brings down a machlokes. His brother, Rabbeinu Yechiel, was Mesupik. If Loyotzi Dechevose means Take Leikuve, that you take not Yoitze Birchas HaMozen, Oy Lemitzve. Or maybe it's only, like we mentioned last week, Kol Shloyom Shloisha Dvorim Alolu BePesach Loyotzi Dechevose, and there other Rishainim learn it does not mean Loyotzi Dechevose, it means Mitzve Min Avufcha. So the Rabbeinu Yechiel says, the datoi noite de le mitzvah koma. And this is the Shita Saritva also. The Layotzi Dechevos is only, one was not mekayim a mitzvah min amuvcha. He says, when one is maskir, Eretz Yisrael, one has to be maskir the sibis with which we are zoichet Eretz Yisrael. And that is through Bris V'Toyre, but this is only a mitzvah min amufcha. That's the Rabbeinu Yechiel and the Ritve. L'maisa l'halacha, we do not paskin like them. The Tur says as follows. Kiven de birches hamoza in de yeraise, likuve koma v'tzoich l'arza. That's how the Tur paskins, and that's how we paskin in Shulchan Aruch. Now, the lashon of the Tur, even the Birchas HaMozen D'Oraisa, is very unclear. The Beis Yosef asks on the Tur, Take Birchas HaMozen is D'Oraisa, but the Medubar over here It's a different shaila. To shall if you want maskil bris v'teire, so mayin shmita leitzel har Sinai. Could be the madbeyes adarabona, so the askor of bris v'teire could be adarabona. But, so the Beis Yosef wants to say, in Be'emison there are two mahalchim in Rishonim. Other Rishonim seem to say that bris v'teire is min ha-teire. You have to be maskil bris v'teire min ha-teire. And this be'etzem l'chayre eshitas ha-teisvis and avchof amit beis. Teisvis avchof amit beis says the shayla that the Gemara had if noshim amachuyev bebirchas amozayim. So Taisva says, the time of Mishum Dachsiv al Brischa Shechosamta Bivsareinu, val Tairoscha Shilimaditonu, v'noshim lesnai eloi bebris v'loi beteire. V'amrina lekamon, mishaloi om abris v'teire bebirchas amosin, lo yotzi idei chayvosoi. So that's the Gemara Shaila. Since they can't say bris v'teire, it's only the Rabbonin. Do makim loy shaykh bu avi shaper di yereis. So al koponim, we see from Tosfos klor, b'apchof amit beis, that the din haskore of bris v'teire is a din min ha-teire. That's the whole topic that noshim should be potter, because noshim cannot say bris v'teire. So therefore they're potter from birchas hamozim. So according to Tosfos, it is zicher a din di yereis. The Rashba says later over here in the Sugya, the Rashba says klor, bris v'teire is only a darabonon. Nachlas ha'oretz, he says, is a deraisa. That's what we had last week. Kol shalei oma eretz chem to toi v'chove b'birchas ha'oretz, lo yotzi deichei v'ose. This is a deraisa. That ala oretz. But the sibe that we are zeiche to Eretz Yisrael, which is bris v'teire, this is a darabonon. Al kol ponim, we have here a machloikis orishoinim, why we have to mention bris v'teire. According to Tosfos, we have to mention bris v'teire min ha-teire. According to the Rashba, we have to mention midarabonon. But al koponim, bein l'shitas ha-Tosfos, bein l'shitas ha-Rashba, la-locha we paskin, that lo yotza yedei chayvosai means that he wasn't yotze in gansin, and the halacha is chayza l'roish. He has to go back to the beginning of birches hamozayin if he did not say bris v'teire. That is the taich lo yotza. And the Magen Avraham says chayza l'roish, which we'll see really that telling the Gemara we'll learn tomorrow, that chayza l'roish means you go back to the beginning of the first bracha, even though bris v'teir is in the second bracha. Now the Rosh says, and that mem teslam et beis, that all gimel brachas chshivis ka'achas, it's considered one big bracha. So just like the aloch is in Shemayne Esrei, that if one forgot mashiv haruach, he goes back to the beginning of Shemayne Esrei. It doesn't start from gvureis, he goes back to the beginning because it's one big bracha. So the Rosh says all three brachas, a one big bracha, therefore, is chayza l'roish. The sharetzion is mesupik, that what will be the din if he finished al ha'oretz v'al ha'mozei, and he did not start rachem, if he can say, al brischo shechosamto bivsareinu v'al teiroscho shlimatonu rachem no Hashem olokeinu Yisrael amecha. Because just like we paskin in Shemayne Esrei, al kapon of the Mechaba paskins like that, that by all the brachis, which there is a din haskore, if one did not start the next brache, one could still chaparein the haskore. That means, tiknu gvuras kshomim betchiyas ha-meisim. Afal pikein, if a person will say, boruch ata Hashem mechaya ha-meisim, he can still say, mashi beruach ha-moyred ha-goshim, before he started the bracha of Atta Kodesh, even though there's a machlokes in this, the Mishnah Berurah, about Kaponim Machaba Paskins like this. So Memela by Bris V'Teire, the Mishnah Berurah is mitzadid, if he forgot to say, Al Bris Choshechosamto Bivsoreinu, and he reminds himself right before Rachim, so it is still considered he's still in the bracha Shniyeh, so he can still chaparein, to say, Al Brischa Shechosamta Bivsreina Voteroscha Shalimaton. The Bir Haloche brings down, what if he is Mesupik if he said Bris V'Teire? So be'emes, this will be tali in the machloikis we mentioned a few minutes ago. That means even though bris v'teire is ma'akiv, but we mentioned is a machloikis of rishayim if it is achiyev min ha'teire or it's achiyev min ha'rabonon. Because the Muslim, he's not yaitze either min ha'teire or min ha'rabonon. So if it's achiyev d'iraise, according to Shittas HaTosfos, tafchof amit beis, so then l'chev is mesupik, they have to bench over again. If it's only achiyev d'rabonon according to the Rashbe, so it's a suffix d'rabonon lahokal. Nishmasodim says he's mechuyev to bench over again, and the Mishnah Berurah is mitzadid that it's not so poshut if the bris v'teiras are the rais, it's the rabbonim. But then the Bir Aloche says the shaila is not to shchiach since we're mugul to bench keseda. So mistame, if he's mesupik, mistame he said kesilche, he said kehergeiloi, so mistame he mentioned bris v'teira. Al koponim and bris v'teira we paskin. Bris v'teire and eretz chemda teiva ruchove bebirchas oretz, we paskin that these things, that these haskores are ma'akev b'di'evit. And if a person did not say it, he has to bench over again. The Magen Avraham says, by noida lecha, if a person will not mention any hayda, so also it is ma'akev b'di'evit, and he has to... And he has to bench over again. That's what the Magen Avraham paskens l'halacha. And the Mishnah Berurah tainis from the Lashna Gemara, it would seem there's a shini between Neida Lecha and Bris V'Teire. Bris V'Teire, it says, Lo Yotza Yedecha Yvosai. Neida Lecha Cholapeiches Me'echot Hareize Megune. But from the shini Aloshin, it would seem that... That is a tremendous chilek in halacha if he's mechuyev to bench over again. Al kapon the Magen Avraham says he's mechuyev, and the halacha is mitzadet that he shouldn't be mechuyev because it's only a reza megune. Mesayelei l'Rabbi Loi. So this is a raya to Rabbi Loi. The Omar Rabbi Loi, Omar Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha Mishum Rabbeinu. Kol shaloi omar bris v'teire bebirchas ha'oretz u'malchus beis David beboini Yerushalayim lo yotze yedei chevosei. Now, I really don't understand what pshat in this Messiah is. Like we mentioned before, the Oruch said that Rab Abba is Rav. Hach tane hu Rav. Nikra b'shmoi Rab Abba. So Rav was called Rav Abba. So we heard Rav said that Kol she'eino ima bris v'teire bebirchas ha'oretz u'malchus beis David bebein Yerushalayim lo yotze yedei chevosei. So that's what Rav said. That's a member of Rav. So Messiah lei l'Rabbi Loi. Doma Rabbi Loi m'Rabbi Yaakov baracha mishum Rabbeinu. L'chayres tam Rabbeinu is Rav. So we hear this before daf lamed ches amed beis. So we had Omar Mishum Rabbeinu, there we had two Rabbeinus. One was Rav and one was Shmuel. But the Rishash and Asugib also seems to assume that Rabbeinu is here Rav. So what's Messiah Lai Jesus? Rabbi Loi said he heard from Rav. The Gemara said Rav said it. It's very unclear if this should be a Messiah Lai. Like it's only, did Rav say it? Rav said it. And Rabbi Loi said Rav said it. It's the Loshen Messiah Lai is very unclear. Al koponim, Messiah lei l'Rabbi Loi. That means if this Rabab is a different tana, so Mamela, so Rabbi Loi said it b'shem Rav, and Rabab said it, Rabab is a different person. So we see al koponim there's such a shita that it's ma'akiv. Messiah lei Rabbi Loi, dama Rabbi Loi, m'Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha mishum Rabbeinu, kol shaloi omar bris v'teire bebirches ha'oretz, u'malchus beis David beboine Yerushalayim v'yotzi yedei chevosei. Pligi bo abiyosi bardustoi verabonu. A new shaila now. Chad omar hatoi vahameitiv tzricha malchus. One man the omar says that we have to mention malchus and birchas hatoi vahameitiv. Chad omar eina tzricha malchus. You don't have to mention malchus. Man the omar tzricha malchus. Ksover darabono. He holds hatoi vahameitiv is a darabono. Man the Yoma ain't tzricha malchus kesover the erais. Now let us see They have a machlokes here Rashi in Tosfos. Man the Yomar tzricha malchus ksavar the rabbon. That the whole Taiva Meitiv is a brocha the rabbon. Hilkach lav brocha asmucha lachavotohi. It is not a brocha asmucha lachavotoh. She'eino mi birchas ha'oretz. Now it seems there's a shaila if this is mi birchas ha'oretz. The Mulei Aroyim asks if it's a deraisa, it should be from birchas. How does it come to birchas ha'oretz? It should come to it should be samuch to birchas Yerushalayim, because ha'oretz atoive hatoive that's Yerushalayim. Hashanosan loch this goes on atoive hametiv. If we hold that a toiva ha-meitiv is a deraisa. So why did Rashi say that if it's a deraisa, it's a broche to, it's samuch to birchas ha-oretz? Why does it belong to, why is it, and if it's a deraisa, so why did they put in between the binyan Yerushalayim? It's very interesting that Rashi said it's a chelik of birchas ha-oretz. Look, it should be a chelik of birchas Yerushalayim. That the Malay Rahim asks. Uman di omar eina tzricha malchus. One, the man Yoma that says you do not need malchus, kesava di eraisi, umi birchas oretz. Again, Rashi says, so then if it's a deraisi, it's a chelik of birchas oretz, kede oma leel ashenos anloch, ze hatoi vahameitev. Vahave lo broche asmuche lechavoto. So it's a broche asmuche lechavoto, so therefore you do not need malchus. It's samuch to birchas oretz. Umiyu, so now, so lochayre, our musig of brocha asmucha lachavoto is as follows. Tzvayshvul noido lacho, birchas haoretz, is smuche to birchas hazon. So therefore, it's choysim beboruch, and not peseach beboruch. That's all brochas asmuches lachavoto. Rashi seemed to have a dik over here in the Gemara. The Gemara is only mefalpul. Is there malchus by birchas atoiva meitiv? Is there not malchus by birchas atoiva meitiv? That's the whole pilpul over here. But abroche, it seems the zicher is abroche. So therefore, so Rashi had a problem. Why is it that way? If it's abroche, asmucha lechavoto, so it shouldn't be peiseach beboch, it should only be choysim beboch. So Rashi says, even though Hatoiva hametiv is a diereise, and it's smuche to birchas haoretz. Umiyu poiseach bo beboruch. It starts off with a boruch. Why? Lefi shepsichoso hi chsimoso. So Rashi says a very interesting concept in the birchas hatoiva hametiv, that we start off with the chsime. There's no psiche, we start off with the chsime. Just like a boch asmucha lachavot, a noida lacha, boch at Hashem aloretz v'alamozin, that's the chsime. No, noida lacha is a psicha also. Bilches hatoiva hametiv, it doesn't start with a boruch, because it's smucha lachavot. But the boruch that it has, this is the boruch of the chsime. And we're starting off with the chsime. And every boch asmucha lachavot starts off with the chsime. So, al koponim, before we go weiter in Rashi, so that means as follows, that birchas atoiva hametiv, if it is a deraisa, so the nusach abroch is boruch ato Hashem, atoiva hametiv, that's how you start going. You start off with atoiva hametiv, and you don't, the elokeinu melech oilam is not necessary, elokeinu melech oilam malchus is only necessary if that's a psiche. This is the broch of the chsime. So this is what Rashi says. Umiyu paiseach bo beboruch. It starts with a boruch. The fish epsichoso, it starts off. Ichsimose, this is the chsime. Shekulo ay, all the time, by a broche, we usually have a psiche and then a chsime. So Rashi says, when do you have a psiche and a chsime? When it speaks about two inyonim. But over here, shekulo hay do achasi, the ain bo hefsik, there's no hefsik, it's all one inyan. The daima le birches apeires vaha mitzvahs. So it's similar to birches apeires vaha mitzvahs, that there's no ariches. So the broche is enough. So this is the birchas achsime. This is how Rashi learns pshat in the Gemara. Let us see the Rabbi Kivei Gengilian Ashas. Umiu paiseach bo beboruch, lefi shepsichosa hichsimosa. So it comes out according to Rashi, even if you hold that Birchas HaToiva Meitiv is a deraisa, it will zicha start off with a boruch, alibi de kul alme. Now if it's a derabonon, the boruch is the psiche. If it's a deraisa, the boruch is the chsima. But it zicha starts off with a boruch. So Rabbi Kivege asks, ayin va'el daf mem vova medalek, Teida, the Gemara wanted to bring a raya that toiva ha-meitiv lav de-raise. So the Gemara says, and daf me'envov, the Gemara wants to prove that it's a drabonon. Why? Shrei peiseach bo be-boruch. Because it starts off with a boruch. Vein choysen bo be-boruch. So the Gemara brought a raya that it's a de-raise because it starts with a boruch. So according to Rashi, afilu it's a deraisa, it also starts with a boruch. The criteria is the melech or not. That's the whole shaila. So the Gemara zikir chosam in a sefer. That's Rabbi Kivege's kasha and Rashi from the Gemara daf mem vav. Now let us see Taisus. And Taisus Taka does not learn like Rashi. Man di yoma einay tzricha malchus kesovar di eraisa. Hiksha Rashi, hoil vi de reise, amai peisachas beboruch. So Rashi says, if it's a de reise, why does it start off with a boruch? Hosmuchi, Mustama, as we mentioned, because that was the dik of Rashi, because the mother doesn't mention, Moses Malchus, the mother doesn't speak about, boruch. The tirits diktzori, so Rashi says that this is a short boruch, vahavi haidor ba'alme, kibilches peiris, kibilches mitzvitz. The Taimis, the Taisis says, Igufikashe, Amayshinu, Oiso, Yoiso, Mishar, Brochis, Hasmuchis, Shechoismois, Veloi Poischois, Oilo de Reisi, Oyolonu Laharichbo, Velachtaim, Beboruch, Veloi Lishanu, Mishar, Veloi Lishanu, Mishar, Smuchis. So Taisis asks on Rashi, if it's a Broche de Reise, Birchas Haoretz is a deraisa, Birchas Yerushalayim is a deraisa, Natoiv HaMeitiv is a deraisa. So just, Higuvikashe, just like by all these broches, they made a psiche with a chsim of a boruch, so why didn't they do the same thing over here? Why did they pick out that the Birchas HaToiv HaMeitiv only starts with a chsim? It's very modern. B'yeshloime de'enoch hanami, so Taisus says, Einoch hanami. Ulaman the Islay Shudi Raisa Oya Khaisaim Beloy Paiseya. Bahainisa Bitisefta Bahadya Abyesi Glili Hoya Marichbo. Abyesi Aglili held that a Toiva Maitiv is a de Raisa. Bahaisim and he only said Achsime. So Mistome, that what the Gemara mentions Malchus, because that's in Yesod the chilik between the bracha of Achsime and the bracha of a psiche. The bracha of a psiche has malchus. The bracha of a chsime does not have malchus. So memeil, that's what the Gemara said. Less bo malchus. In other words, there's only a chsime without a psiche. That's what the Gemara. But if it's a derais, it has the tzur of all brachas asmuchis, which have a psiche and a chsime. Umiyu Taisu says, anan kaimulon shehimi darabonon, ulekach tzriche malchus. Kedom alayda will have in the Gemara, tzricha shtei malchiyos bar medido. That means that it is three times mentioned malchiyos and birchas hatoiva ha-meitiv, and the first time malchiyos is mentioned is melech ha-olam, that's the psicha of the brach. Tanu rabbonon, mal choysim bebinyin Yerushalayim. What is the chsime of binyin Yerushalayim, of bina Yerushalayim? Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Moshiach Yisrael. He says, Moshiach Yisrael. So the Gemara says, Moshiach Yisrael ain binyan Yerushalayim loy. He can only say, Moshiach Yisrael. I said, the Gemara, now I'm going to learn that the bracha binyan Yerushalayim has to be chosen with Moshiach Yisrael. So the Gemara says, loy, ela ema af Moshiach Yisrael. He can also say Mashiach Yisrael. Now let us see Rashi over here. Boine Yerushalayim loy bitmiya im chosam boine Yerushalayim. The Gemara and the Havamina learned that this is the only chsime. Im chosam bayne Yerushalayim lav chasime, that isn't a chasime. Halayike bracha de Yerushalayim. So fakel, so why shouldn't binyan Yerushalayim be enough? Ela eima af Moshiach. Im bo lachtoim. If he was chosam Moshiach Yisrael, v'loi chosam bayne Yerushalayim, yotzo, he was yotze b'diyevet. Sheteshuas Yisrael hi binyan Yerushalayim. So that means, that is the Yeshuas of Yisrael binyan Yerushalayim. See later in the Gemara, that the binyan Yerushalayim Hashem nitcha Yisrael yachaneis, that the nitcha Yisrael bin nichnas after binyan Yerushalayim, that'll bring the Yeshua. Al koponim. So what does the Gemara answer? So the Gemara answers that that what Rabbi Yisrael Ben Yudas said, Mashiach Yisrael, that means b'diyeved it will help. Because in Mashiach Yisrael, it is kolul binyan Yerushalayim. So we can understand before we learned that kol ha'oimer, the person who's eschoisem Mashiach Yisrael b'bayne Yerushalayim, arei zebur. So that is no stira to Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. Fakat v'atzicha nara l'chatchila dekechsime. Because the Mashiach is Yisrael, as we mentioned before from Bavud Rama, means many Yeshuas. And therefore it is not a l'chatchila dekechsime. One should specify, because we have to mention Binyan Yerushalayim. But b'diyeve, that's what Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda said over here. Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda said, if he did not say Binyan Yerushalayim, and he said, Moshiach Yisrael, so b'di'eved, he'll be yaitze. Because in that is also considered a chsime of Binyan Yerushalayim. Rabbi Barav Hune ikla lebeireish geluse, posach bechode v'sayim betarti. So let us see Rashi. Posach bechode, כשהסחיל בברוכה, לא יאמר רחם השם על ישראל עמך ועל ירושלים עירך. He did not mention that רחמון is on כלל ישראל on ירושלים, אלא אחס מהם. He just mentioned one of the two. וכשחוסם, but later when he was חוסם, חוסם בשתיים, מוישיה ישראל ובוינה ירושלים. He says what... He was mechasan in the beginning, he made up at the end. Omar Rav Chizde, so Rav Chizde Rataina and Rabbe Barafune, Gvurte lemechtam betarti, Psaninian haste to when the chsimis abroche, to include two in yonim, vohosanye Rebbe oimer ein chaisimim bishtayim. Rebbe said that you're not chaisim bishtayim. That means a person should only, the chsimis abroche should only mention one thing. He should not mention two things. Zogt Rashi, ein chosmen b'shtayim, shedoyme lo'oise mitzvahs chavileis. It's like he's doing mitzvahs chavileis. He's doing a bunch of mitzvahs at a time. Ki heichi di omar ein oimer beis kedushais al kois echot. It seems that he wants to show that the whole thing is a masui, so he wants to get it over with. Or there's another svore, she'e liboi poni le mitzvah achas v'lo yifne atzma himeno, a person can only concentrate on one mitzvah at a time. So the chsime also has the chsime on one inyan. So therefore, to make a double chsime, Moshiach Yisrael, the Nabayni Yerushalayim, Now the Gemara brings down the member of Rebbe. Gufe. Rebbe Oimer Ein Chaismen Bishtayim. Rebbe says Ein Chaismen Bishtayim. Eis Veilevi Le Rebbe Al Ha'oretz Vi Al Hamozoin. We say Al Ha'oretz, so it's a shvach to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam that he gave us Eretz Yisrael. V'al Hamozoin. And there's a shvach on Mozoin. So the Gemara says, no, Eretz de Mafke Mozein. We thank the Rabbeinu Shel Olam on Eretz Yisrael the Mafke Mozein. We mentioned in the beginning of Ketzad Mevorchim, The Goyin says, Amoitzi lechem min ha'oretz. Ha'oretz is going on Eretz Yisrael. Eretz ha'shelo b'miskeinus teichel bo lechem leisech sakil bo. So the hashpo of lechem comes from Eretz Yisrael. Afilo it grew in chutz l'oretz, but the hashpo is from Eretz Yisrael. So memeila, that's the bracha al ha'oretz the mafke mozim. Eretz Yisrael is mafke mozim. Al ha'oretz v'al ha'peiros. So the Gemara says eretz the mafke peiros. Perhaps here the Gemara held the peiros. We're not saying peiros there. We're speaking about peiros chutzlot. But it seems by the Shiva Saminim, it's also similar. That Tzakelt Iker Ashpo of the Shiva Saminim, that's Miyuchas to Eretz Yisrael. Mekadesh Yisrael Vahazmanim, it's also Chaisim Betarti, Yisrael and Vahazmanim. So the Mose says, no. Yisrael de Kochinu Lizmanim. Tzakelt, Rabbi Nishlom is Mekadesh Yisrael, that is Kedushas Yisrael, that Klal Yisrael is Mekadesh Lizmanim. To the Kiddush HaChodesh, and the Ibur Shone is the Kedushas Azmanim comes through Kedushas Yisrael. So it's one Inyan. Mekadesh Yisrael, that Yisrael is able to be Mekadesh Azmanim. Mekadesh Yisrael v'roshei chadoshim is Yisrael the Kachinu l'roshei chadoshim. Fine. So till now, we did not have a tzir of Chaisim Betarte. In fact, the Gemara, but here's the problem. Mekadesh HaShabbos, Yisrael v'hazmanim. Here you can't say that Yisrael is mekadesh the Shabbos because kedusha Shabbos is kviya v'kayme. So here l'chayre we have achsime betarti. Mekadesh haShabbos, which is one, v'Yisrael v'hazmanim is two. V'af al pi kein v'chayisim betarti. So the Gemara says chutz mizu. This is different. Umayishna, hocha chodehi. Hosom tarti, kol chodo v'chodo ba'apei nafshe. We'll see Rashi in a minute. The time of mayin chosmen b'shtayim, lefi sheinais and mitzvahis, chavilois, chavilois. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, mekadish ha'shabos v'yisrael v'azmanim, v'hoche leke l'meimer Yisrael mekadshi l'shabes uzmanim. Here you can't say that the Yisrael's mekadish to Shabbos. The ilu zmanim tluyim bebezden lekadish chadosh. The zmanim tak are dependent in bezden. Al pi hariye avol Shabbos kedusha vekayma. Kedusha Shabbos is kadosh vekayma sheishes imay bereishes. There's no shayches with maisa Yisrael. Chutz mizu o maishna. Here there's no kasha. Maishna hoche chodahi. Ein kan elcha bilch ela bilchas mekadish. Here we're going on the Rabbeinu Shalom. Shemevorech lakodesh bohu, shemekadesh hashabos viazmanim. That means that the shayrish of kedushas Shabbos and kedushas zmanim is through the Rabbeinu Shalom. That means that although we say it's mekadesh Yisrael v'azmanim means that the Rabbi Shalom put into Klal Yisrael the Kedusha that they can be Mekadish the Zmanim. So Al Koponim, the Shairis HaKedusha of the Zmanim starts from the Rabbi Shalom. Is Memela, so this is considered one Kedusha. Hoche Chodi. Shemevoich HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shemekadish HaShabbos v'azmanim. Avol Moshiya Yisrael Uboine Yerushalayim. Tarte Milinino. These are two different inyonim. That's how Rashi learns Pshat in Chode. Chode is that it's all one. But we're speaking about the Rabbi Yisrael. Rabbi Yisrael was Mekadesh, the Shabbos, and the Zmanim. There's other pshatim and rishayim before we see the perish of the Bahag. The Talmid Rabbeinu Yoneh brings down a pshat from the Ravid. Kedushas Yisrael toli b'kedushas Kedushas Shabbos. U'kedushas hazmanim toli b'kedushas Yisrael. V'kiven shetluyim zeh bozeh k'moy kedusha achas daininin lo. And let's explain this a little. The Tashbat brings down that the Raivit says as follows. The Pasuk says, Ach eshap soisai tishmeiru, ki oisi beini beinechem l'derisechem l'daski ani Hashem mekadishchem. So it seems, through Shmira Shabbos, one Klal Yisrael becomes niskadish. Ki ani Hashem l'daski ani Hashem mekadishchem. That's Ach eshap soisai tishmeiru. So Memela, so since Kedushas Yisrael we derive from Kedushas Shabbos, and the Kedushas Hazmanim we derive from Kedushas Yisrael, so since one is totally in the other, so this is all called one big Kedusha, which it's only as Pashta says this, that Kedushas Shabbos is Mekadosh Yisrael, and that's Mekadosh Hazmanim. So that's called one big Kedusha, that is not called Chosim Bitarti. There's another Mahalach that Rabbeinu Yoina brings down, that since both Kedushas Achal Bizman Achas, that's also called one Kedusha. So these are three Mahalachim out of Lem Shab, why Mekadosh HaShabbos V'Yisrael V'Hazmanim is not called Chosim Bitarti. Now, Ubahag Goras, but the Baal Halach is Doilis, had a different Girsa, Bag Goras Ochi. Chutz mizu. It is no kash. Umayshno, hani tarti kedushinino. These are two kedushas. Kedushas Shabbos and kedushas moyed is two kedushas. Umay de rebi, de chasmina bu bishtaim. If they are two kedushas, so then you have to mention both kedushas. Aval nechome choda milsi. That's the problem. Since we're speaking about Nechama over here, that we learned Thursday that Birchas Rachim is called Birchas HaNechama, so the Boine Yerushalayim and Mashiach Yisrael, this is all one thing. Avol Nechama Chode Milsi U'Bechode Boi L'michte. So it comes out that the Bahag made Mamash HaMeredike Mapech over here. The Bahag says that in Yisod one can be Chais and Betarti. If it's two different in Yonim, it is Fakert, so speak about both of them. The problem is, the Taina of Chais and Betarti is, if you're making from one thing two, then there's a Taina of Chais and Betarti. That's how the Bahag learn Pshat. Ve'einai nirali, nimkain isle l'rebi, Chais men b'shtayim. So Rebbe holds in Yisod Chaisman Bishtayim. V'ho chi hain etayim, v'ho b'ho talye, because in Yisod it's not Shtayim. V'loi hoye loi lichlel v'loi marayim Chaisman Bishtayim. So Rebbe should not have said such a loshen, for Kelted loshen is very misleading. V'loi marayim, v'oi Rebbe ki omro lava necham omro, Rebbe that said this klal ein Chaisman Bishtayim, he said it afke on Boine Yerushalayim and Mashiach Yisrael. He said it Pachlal and Chosman Bishtayim. And Lecheir, I also don't understand, according to the Bahag, the Gemara says, my time, Gemara says, and the Gemara brought down the member from Rabbi, the time of my and Chosman Bishtayim, which in Eisen Mitzvahs, Chavilois, Chavilois. According to the Bahag, it's, Fakert, you could, if they're two in Yonim, you could be masking both in Yonim. The whole time was over here, since this is one in you, you're making out of one two. So that falls into the category in Oisin Mitzvahs, Chavilois, Chavilois. Hakaponim, that's Rashi's Kashan on the Bahat. Yeah, Omar Rav Sheishes, Pasach berachem al amcha Yisrael. If he started rachem al amcha Yisrael, we just spoke about Klal Yisrael. Chosim b'mashiach Yisrael. Pasach berachem al Yerushalayim. We say both. Chosim b'boine Yerushalayim. Rav Nachman Omar, afele pasach berachem al Yisrael. Chosim b'boine Yerushalayim. Mishum shenemar. Boine Yerushalayim Hashem Nitche Yisrael Yechanes. Eimasai Boine Yerushalayim Hashem Bishman She Nitche Yisrael Yechanes. So it seems, says this, that the Binyan Yerushalayim will bring about Yeshua's Yisrael. So Memel, even though he started Berachim al Yisrael, again, Shuas Yisraeli Binyan Yerushalayim. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Posach Baal Amcha Yisrael, the Be'inon Chsime Me'ein Psiche. So if he started Al Amcha Yisrael, he has to say, Mashiach Yisrael. Rav Nachman Omar, Boine Yerushalayim, Shuas Yisraeli, Tachsiv, Boine Yerushalayim Hashem, Ba'oz, Nitcha Yisrael Yechanis. Then we'll be zoiche to the kinnus of Nitcha Yisrael. Agav Uche, we see from the whole Gemara, the Nusach of the Chsime, of the Broche Shlishis, is Boine Yerushalayim. The Divrei Chamudis in Oisamach Zayin brings down Kosav Hamotchai B'Soif Broche Shemaram Hayoimer Boinei Berachmov Boinei Berachmov Yerushalayim. That's what some of most of us say. V'Hakol Boi V'Oiches Chayim Kosvu She'eino Nuscha Mediyekes L'Fi Shaloi Tibonei Yerushalayim Elo B'Mishpot. Yerushalayim will not be built with rachmim. Yerushalayim will be built with mishpat. Shenemar tziyin b'mishpat tipode. So memele, because of remozal, shenoigim kemaram, and this is the minig is, we do say, boinei berachma. But upon him, there is a shayla, if it's the nusach of the Gemara only mentions Boinei Yerushalayim. The Gemara does not mention the Rachmim over here. Amalei Rab Zeire l'Rab Chizde. Amayre dikemaise. Rab Zeire went over to Rab Chizde and he says, Neisei mar v'nisne. Come and you should teach us something. Amalei, he says, how could I teach you? Birchas mizoyne loy gemrine. I don't know birchas amozin. Utnuye masnina, and I should be able to teach you. After the chmeset, it's a mention. Amalei, my hi, what, all of a sudden you don't know birchas amozin? What happened over here? Amalei. So he said, the ikli lebe reish geluse. I was by the reish geluse. Ubrichi birchas mezoin, and they were mechabed me with birchas amozin, and I benched. The zokvi rav sheishes likuei olai kechibye. Rav sheishes stretched out his neck like a schlang, and he gave me a look. Mamish, I felt like I would fall to the floor. Vamai, what did you do wrong? To loy omri, loy bris, v'loy teire, v'loy malchus. I didn't say bris, nisht teire, nisht malchus. So he says, so Bamele gave me such a look. So Agavulche, the Ritva brings a raya from this Gemara. We mentioned before if a person say bris v'teire, if he have to go back or not. So the Ritva brings a raya, he gave him a dirty look, but it doesn't say made him go back. So Vaistai, that's the Ritva's raya from Rav Sheishes that you're not chayzer. I don't know what the other Rishayim did, but Kaponim, basic nisht. Al kapon nefse ritvez rai. Vle om aloi bris, vle teire, vle malchus. So the Gemara ask, vle mai loi amat, why taka didn't you say? So he says, ki the Rav Chanan ol om arav, the om arav Chanan ol om arav, loi om abris vle teire malchus, yotzo, yoytze. Bris, lefi she'eino binoshim, teire malchus, uvi she'eino loi binoshim, vle loi ba'avodim. So Memele, so the Rajba, I think, seems to say that Rav Chizde held like this, that L'chayre, they don't have this Nusach, so therefore, you can't have two Nisrois. That's what the Rajba says, this whole thing is a Darabon and Bris V'Teire. And Memele, so Rav Chanan ol Amar Rav held that there's not two nischois, there's one siddur, not the women have, there's a nusach noshim and a nusach ha-noshim, bishloime by Shosani Kirtzoyne Memele, but by the birchas ha-mozein, the women will say one birchas ha-mozein, the men will say another one. So, bekitzer, in order to avoid a pirud, So everyone says the same birchas hamozin, and you omit the women can't say it. So mamela, no one says it. So mamela, so he thought for kaf, that's very yeshadik. Lefi she'ena loy benoshim v'loy ba'avodim. So mamela, so he said, va'at shavkis kol hani tanoi va'meiroi va'ovdes kerat. So he says there was a merdiketaina. You had a member of Rav Chanan olomarat. He says, but we learned so many before that said that you have to say bris v'toire. Ostaketaina on you. Ostakanavle. That, you were boicher adas yochid and you omitted bris v'toire malchus. The Rishas asks Akash, it's very modne. The first man, the Yom, we had Rab Abe, the Orach says he's Rab. He said, La Yotzi Yedei Chevosoi. The second man, the Gemara says, Messiah Leil Rabbi Loi, that Rabbi Loi, Rabbi Yaakov Achim, Mishum Rabbein Lucha, which is also Rab, it's also La Yotzi Yedei Chevosoi. And then here it seems that, Va'ovdus Kerab, Lachayre Rab is debatable. He wants to be geir, it's over this kerav chananel. Yeah, let us see Rashi. I don't think there's any Rashi's over here. There's a very interesting Mogin Avraham. The Rama in Simon Kuf Pei Zayin says as follows. V'noshim lo yomru bris v'toire v'lav v'nei bris ninu. That's what the Rama says. That was Rav Chizdishtik Teire to make a common nusach. But Poshit, that's the Pashtus Loshna Gemara, that Noshim Anat Bebris V'Teire. So the Gemara says Lahalochi that Noshim should admit our Bris V'Shechos. That Be'etzem is Teire, he says in Shulchan Aruch and Simin Memvov we paskin. That noshim allowed to make birchas ha-toyre. Nishum dechayoves lilmoid mitzvah shalahem. So they have a shaykhis to toyre. I mean, if I'm not mistaken, the Shulchan Aruch Rav has to say, I mean, holo rechaim they have to know, yiredeya, the first chaylik they have to know. Good chayshim mishpat avanezah could be that the rabbonu shishas. But like this, I mean, the mechuyiv, All the talk taglich shaylus that mechuyev to know some meila they're also mitzvah in lima da teire. So why can't they say teire? That's one ha'ore. And another ha'ore he says that a gemara navei dezore the gemara navei dezore says that anochi is possible to be mal. Anochi cannot be a moil. And there's two reasons. One. Why Anochi is posel lomel? One of the reasons is the Gemara brings a drosha himoil yimoil kol zochel. So the Gemara darshins hamol yimoil. That's one drosha. There's another batas brisi tishmer. A person who's mitzuve and bris, he's mitzuve. He's able to be mal. So there's two droshes. One is hamol yimoil. And the other drosha is Vatas Brisi Tishma, I think. That's the second drosha. So the Gemara says, my nafke mina these two droshes. If a isha could be a moil, if you learn Vatas Brisi Tishma, so they're not in bris, they're not mitzuvim bris, so they can't be a moil. If you learn hamol yimoil, so noshim aksheris lomoil, mishum the cheman the mehili domi. So memele, so then a isha is kosher lomel. Tzipayre techiach. Al koponim, so a isha is called keman de mehili domi. So memele zuk de mogen avrom, so he says pshaten unsere noshim. Unsere noshim, they say al brischa shechosamta bivsarein about a roscha shlimatono, because they also have a shaykhis with mele, keman de mehili domi, and the mitzuvin limud atoire, so memele, so they also could say bris v'toyre. So the Magen Avraham is a problem. So because we have a problem of Rav Chisda over here. I mean, the whole mekayer of the Rama that women shouldn't say was our Gemara. The taina Rav Chisda was you should have said that. I mean, the women can't say, but the anoshim amachuyev to say. But kaponim v'aistayis the women can say.
The Morgan Avram comes to tell us a woman can also say Shishayach Bebrish, Shishayach Beteire. So the Morgan Avram got stuck with our Gemara. So why didn't Rav Chisda say Abrischa Shechasamta Bebsareinu Vateroscha Shalimatonu? Zut the Morgan Avram, Amoyredike Morgan Avram. Zut the Morgan Avram is like this. He says, because when Azocha says Abrischa Shechasamta Bebsareinu, he means not Kemanda Mehilidomi. He means Bris with the whole Tzivuy Abris. Alteroscha Shalimatonu, he means the Kolatayre Kula. When a woman says Abrischa Shechasamta Bebsareinu, she means Kemanda Mehilidomi. And when she says Alteroscha, she means the Torah that she's mitzvah to learn. So Memelis of the Magna Avraham says as follows. For a woman to say herself, she could say, she says the same words. And with the Tenoran of Shad. Abrischa Shechasamta Bebsareinu, Kemanda Mehilidomi. Valteroscha Shalimaditonu, Anerechaim and Yeredeya. That's what she says. But Rav Chisda was Moitzi the Oilom. So if he'd be Moitzi, he's saying, Al Bris, Rezain Al Bris, Chamein Toch, Anander Ebris, Ahecher Ebris, Ahecher Eteire. So therefore, that's why he omitted it. At Kan Divrei Morgan Avraham. I just wanted to bring a raya from this Morgan Avraham to the Chekire, what the Taitz of Shemei HaKohen is. If Shemei HaKohen is, Mshat, I'm Yoitze, with his Amire, or Shemei HaKohen is, it's Keilu, I'm saying. So if you learn, I'm saying, so she's saying, Abrischa Shechasamta Bivsareinu. Through hearing, so when she says Abrischa, she can hear whatever kabonah she wants. She's saying it. So Lacheret and the Morgan Avraham is there, schwer to understand. If she could say Abrischa, so I bezoi, so let Rav Chisda say Abrischa, and when she hears Abrischa, whatever she hears, she's thinking of by her bris, or her teire. So from the Magen Avraham, what Rabbi Sa'is give is that the Taitz of Shemei HaKohene is, Pshat is that she's Yoitza with his Amire. So the Al-Brischa has a different Taitz, because he's the one that's saying Al-Brischa. So Memele, so therefore he couldn't, since there were women there also, so he didn't want, so therefore he omitted it completely. That was the time that you shouldn't have omitted it, because of this Memra of Rav Chananel. Omar Rabbe Bar Bachona Omar Rabbi Yochanan Hatoiva Hameitev Tzricha Malchus. The Broche of Hatoiva Hameitev Tzricha Malchus. Maika Bash Melom. So what is he telling us? Kol Broche Shein Bo Malchus Lo Yishma Broche. So what are you telling me? That Abrocha needs Malchus. Vama Rabbi Yechanan Chode Zimne. Rabbi Yechanan said everybody wants this klal. That every Brocha needs Malchus. And to say he's coming to tell us that it's a Darabonon, and therefore it's not called Smuche, he should have said perhaps an under Loshen. He should have been more explicit, even though before we heard such a Loshen of Tanoim, Tzricha Malchus, Ein Tzricha Malchus, and there it meant, was it a Darais or was it a Darabonon? But Rabbi Yochanan should have been more explicit. He should have said the Teva Meitiv is a Drabonon. So here the Gemara seemed to say that Rabbi Yochanan is telling us that the Brocha needs Malchus. So the Gemara says, what is he telling us? Kol Brocha Shein Ba Malchus Lo Yishma Brocha. He said, Omer Rabbi, that's what he wants to tell us. Omer Yochanan Chod Azimne. Omer Rabbi Zeira Loimer Shetzricho Shtei Malchus. That in the Brocha of Teva Meitiv we have to mention Malchus two times. Chodo Dido. Once we have to mention Malchus because als the broche, alakenu melech ha'olam, v'chada the boyne Yerushalayim. We didn't mention Malchus and boyne Yerushalayim. So memele, so therefore na toiva meite, we're going to stick in another Malchus, hakel avinu malkenu, and this malkenu is coming to be the Malchus for Baina Yerushalayim. So we're going to take care in Birchas HaTayv HaMeitiv Baina Yerushalayim. Fact the Gemara, Ihochi, Niboi Tlas, if you're taking care of the Brochus which don't have Malchus, so you should need three Malchus. Chode Dido, one for HaTayv HaMeitiv, V'chode de Baina Yerushalayim, V'chode de Birchas HaOretz. Birchas HaOretz also doesn't have Malchus. Elo, why aren't you taking care from Birchas Oretz? Elo Birchas Oretz, my time aloi. Mishum dahav lo brochas mucha lechavuto. Because Birchas Oretz does not need Malchus. Because it's somuch to Birchas Hazon. So we have the Brocha of Azan, where there we have the Melech HaOlam of Azan, so that takes care of the Malchus of Birchus HaOretz. So Bein Yerushalayim Nami Leite Boi, Tav La Brocha, Smucha Lechavota. So Maman Nefshech. So why do you need an extra Malchus? So the Gemara says, Hu Adin, Dafilo Bein Yerushalayim Nami Leite Boi. You're right. Theoretically, Bein Yerushalayim does not need Malchus, because it's a Bochas Smucha Lechavota. Allah, I did the Omar Malchus based David, but there's a Pagia over here in Malchus Shamayim. That means in this Bracha we speak about Malchus based David, and we don't mention, there's a Lomdus why we don't mention Malchus Shamayim, because it's a Bracha Smucha Lechavota. So Mamela, if we mentioned one Malchus, we should mention a second Malchus also. So where do we mention the second Malchus? We mention the second Malchus in Hatoyva HaMeitiv. So if I'm not mistaken, the Talmid Rabbeinu Yoin explains, if you want to mention a second Malchus, why do you mention Hatoyva HaMeitiv? Mention it in Bein Yerushalayim. So mention it. So the Rabbeinu Yoina says that no, to mention it in Bein Yerushalayim, you can't mention it in Bein Yerushalayim, because then it would seem they're equal. That Malchus Shemayim and Malchus Beis David, the two Malchus, they're not equal. So you can't stick them together in the same broche. But I'm in the morning Malchus Shemayim, so therefore we stick Malchus Shemayim in Birchas HaTayva HaMeitiv. But we can't stick it into Bein Yerushalayim, because then it would seem that Malchus Shemayim is equal to Malchus Beis David. With this lomdis, the Rama says lahaloche, he says mefir tzachnish tazoy ben svara haltas yogerech, that when you say yala v'yavoy, you should not say ki keil melech hanun v'rachamoto, because yala v'yavoy is part of Birchus Bein Yerushalayim. You don't mention in Bein Yerushalayim Malchus Shamayim together with Malchus Beis David. So Memele, so therefore in this Yalav V'Yove you should skip over Melech. Azizuk Teremo. Yeah. Rav Papa Oma Hochi Koma. You're right. Tzriche Shtei Malchiyis Levad Levar Medido. You need a Malchus for Bein Yerushalayim and a Malchus for Bilchus Haaretz. So you need altogether three Malchus. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, Rav Nachman, Bein Yerushalayim, this we said already, Lava Yerchal, Dolei Oma Malchus Shamayim, Bein Yerushalayim. You didn't say Malchus Shamayim, Bein Yerushalayim. Hilkech Mahadolo Batoiva Meitev. Shtei Malchiyos, you say two times Malchiyos. Kegoin Avinu Malkeinu. Adireinu Bereinu Geleinu Kedushenu Kedushak Evreinu Yisrael Hamelech Hatoi V'Ameitiv Lakel. So the two Malchiyos we say Levar Medido Shepesach is Boruch Ato Hashem Alokeinu Melech Oilom. So if I care the Melech is Alts the Boruch of Hatoi V'Ameitiv. And then we mention two times Malchiyos, one for Bein Yerushalayim and one for Birchus Haaretz. Let us see Taisus. Loimer shetzricha beis malchiyis bar medido. Chode de boine Yerushalayim, de lav oirech, v'gam bo ein yecholim loimer malchus. So you can say, Taisus asks the Rabbeinu Yonah's kasha, I lochoyre, let us say malchus in boine Yerushalayim. So Taisus says, you can't do that. The hasmuchehi. Since it's smucha lechavuta, it's like you have the malchus. Alkein oimra batoiva hametiv. Therefore you say batoiva hametiv. You can't stick in malchus, because in lomdus you have the malchus. If in lomdus you have the malchus, so you can't put in a malchus. But since the metzias, it's lava irachara, so that's what he said in batoiva hametiv. For hoyl v'omar bo malchus, the boine Yerushalayim, the lava irachara. Since you said Malchus of Bein Yerushalayim, the Lav Oirechare, Omanami, the Birchus Haaretz. So you also say Birchus Haaretz. In fact, Tosfos, why should you say Birchus Haaretz? Aval pi shehi smucha l'chavot. What's wrong with birchas haaretz? So Taisva says, Hoyol v'loi niskinu b'zeh achar zeh, the Yeshua tikein birchas haaretz, u'moyshe tikein birchas hazon, mishem hochi nochat malchus, d'loi havi smuchas, u'miyu anan, hoyol v'niskinu ala seder, Ein onu poischem beboch. What Taisvis is saying here is very difficult to understand. Pesach Advir brings down the Avodrom. The Avodrom says as follows. The Avodrom says, Kshetiknu, Moshe v'Yeshua, when Moshe was Mesakin Birchas Hazon, Yeshua was Mesakin Birchas Haoretz, and then David in Shloime Birchas Yerushalayim, Kol Echod v'Echod Brocha Achas B'Psichoso v'Chsimer Tiknua. Each one was Mesakin their Brocha with a Psiche and a Chsime. Umipnei she sidru oisam achakach zu achar zu, havalei kebroche asmuche lechavuto, vechisru min hashtayim hachroines psichosom, valkein hutzruchu lahashlimo. In the Pesach Advir shtos zu davodrom to this Tosfos. Now, it would seem there were two takonis. When Yeshua was Mesakin Birchas Haoretz, it seems Birchas, he made a Psiche Nachsime. Yeshua did not make that Birchas Haoretz should be a Hemshech of Birchas Hazon. Birchas Haoretz, he was Mesakin Birchas Haoretz. Now Gavuch, if the Eilam will remember, we mentioned Thursday Amachloikis, the Magen Avraham, the Meirik Tzie, if Broches Makve Zu Ezu, and the Merzi brings a raya from the Gemara before, that, Fakir Broches Azicha Nan Ma'akve Zu Ezu, because Moshe Tikin Birchas Hazon, and he was Mesakin Birchas Haoretz. We shlug, the Pesach Advir wants to shlug up with the Rashbe, that were the Broches before, the Shaila was the Nusach. But from this Taisvis, it would seem like the Merzi. That's what the Pesach Advir says. Nishtelsu this Avodrom also, it seems there were two takonis. There was a takone that Yeshua was Mesakin Birchas Haoretz. And when Rabbi Yeshua, God, it's very modern, the Loshen of Taisus chaps on Yeshua before Moshe. But Al Koponim, it seems Yeshua was Mesakin Birchas Haoretz with a Psiche and a Chasime. And later, you have to know when the later occurred, later they were put together. I don't know exactly what happened Bizman Yeshua. What did Yeshua say? When Yeshua begged, she only said Birchas Haoretz. He did not say Birchas Hazon. I don't know klar how it was. But that Avodrom says klar that Yeshua made a broche with a psiche nachsime. Later, when they were misadrit, I don't know who the misadrim were, but Al Kaponim, the misadrim, took off the psiche, because now it became, after the Siddur, Habrocha smucha lechavot. So be'etzem, it is a broche which originally had a psiche, originally had malchus, then it was taken off, so koponim, they put back the malchus in hatoiv v'hameit. That's why they took care of the malchus of these two broches more than any other broche smucha lechavot. The Yesh and Noyegim Loimel Beboine Yerushalayim Malchus. Now others are Noyeg to say in the Brocha Beboine Yerushalayim Avinu Malkeinu Re'enu. That's a Yesh Noyegim. In Tais this is very bekitza, but the Mordechai says it doesn't make sense. Why are you saying Malkeinu in Beboine Yerushalayim? The Malchus that was missing, we said in our Toiva HaMeitiv. So Betzem Taisvis is not too Taisvis just bring down the Minig, but the Mordechai Tain is on this Yesh Noigin, it's not Oisgalten. Forget the whole Sugye Weistach Ois, that you are missing a Malchus, and so therefore,
he's not accomplishing anything by putting it into Bein Yerushalayim. Zok the Gemara weiter. Yosef Rav Zeira Achayri the Rav Gidl. Rav Zeira was sitting behind Rav Gidl. V'Yosef Rav Gidl Kamei the Rav Hune. V'Yosef V'Koma. To V'Loi Hisker, and it seems Rav Gidl was telling Rav Hune. To V'Loi Hisker Shal Shabbos. Oimer, what happens if we forgot to say it, say? Oimer, Boruch Shanosen Shabbos Islam Nuchel Ami Yisrael Be'Avo. Shabbos, they were mekabel b'more. So Shabbos was ba'ave. The other mitzvahs, there was kofaleim har kegigis. There wasn't the ave that there was by moro. So memele, so by Shabbos we say ba'ave lo'isa lebris, baruch mekadish ha-Shabbos. There is a machlokes, a rishonim, some a wipaskin. The Rajba says that the Gemara zicher the zicher masker the shame. You masker the shame of his Baruch Ata Hashem. The Gemara was only mekatzer. The Ravid says that brochish, there are certain brochish ha'inam kavuis that they're without Hashem. In one, he gives a marshal bichas hazimun. Bichas hazimun is without Hashem. It's also a broch. And not all broches need Hashem and malchus. Rakapona, we paskin like the Rajbe. Omalei, man omro. So, Rav Gidl was telling this to Rav Hune. So Rav Hune asked him, who said this then? Rav said this then. Oda Yosef Bekoma. Tovalei Hiskel Shayyamtev. What if you got to say Yalav Yovei? Oimer Bor, Shinos Yamintovim, Lama Yisrael, Lesimcha, Lezikorein. Bor, Mekadish Yisrael, Vazmanim. Om alei man omra, rap. Hoda Yosef ekoma, tov lo hiskel shal resh chaydish, oimer, boruch shenosan rosh echadoshan lama Yisrael zikor. Now, v'lo yodano, Rav Zeira was listening intently to the conversation the whole time, but seems he lost track over here. So Rav Zeira says he missed up on a few points. He doesn't remember if in this nusach it's mentioned simcha. The Mefarshim explained because could be there's a din simcha by Rosh Chodesh also. It says v'yayim simchaschem v'yayim me'adeichem v'roshei chodsheichem. So it could be we're makish roshei chodoshim to me'adeish, just like by me'adeish is a din simcha. So here is also din simcha, maybe not. So below Yadan, Rav Zeira didn't know if the simcha was mentioned or not. I chosim bo, I loy chosim bo. I didei, I deradei. Who, if this is his memory or this is Rav's memory. So these three ideas he wasn't able to figure out. Zogt Rashi. V'yosef Rav Gidl v'kom arto, omer Rav, unu Rav Gidl man omer, v'lo Yadan, Rav Zeira kom alo. Lo yedane yomar Rav Gidl lezikorin o lesimcha lo yomar lesimcha v'yomro mishmei derav ilo yomro yichosim bo v'zachsim mekadish Yisrael v'rosh yichadoshim ilo yichosim zok taisus boruch shenosin shabosois limnucha v'imtoimar. So taisus asks, why does this broche start with achsime? Why does this broche start with a psiche? It's a broche smucha lachavoto. This is not the Keseda de Kenusah. It's not preferable at all to say this broche. It's preferable to say it saying Yalav Yovai. This is not called smucha. Smucha is only if one broche always comes after the second one. Betzorich psiche beboruch, period. Ubebroches shall yutches broches. Now all of a sudden Taisvis is a problem again. What's with Shemayne Esrei? Kulam smuchais lebrochais keil chai v'kayim. So the Marshal learned pshat in Taisvis. What does Taisvis mean? Keil chai v'kayim. Taisvis means melech keil chai v'kayim. The broch in Ezras that right before Goal Yisrael. So the Malchus, Eisus Taisus wanted to know, where's the Malchus of Shemayne Esrei? So Taisus says that the Malchus of Shemayne Esrei is in Melech Kel Chai Vekayim. So the Marsha asks two kashas. Mamonavshech, if it's called Samuch to the Birchas Krishme, so why does it need a psich in Ganzen? Like Atta Giba starts without a psiche. So why does Shemayin Esra start without a psiche? You're using the Malchus of Birchas Gol Yisrael, and it starts with a psiche. That's kasha number one. And kasha number two, the Marsha asks, so that's good by Shachas, what's by Minchen Musaf? It's not Smucha Lechavot. So the Marsha does not understand this shtickle in Taisus. Inami Taisus, as was Taisus mentioned before already, Alakei Avraham Ayinu Malchus, Kedamrinim, Ishen Nivra Ha'ilum Ha'yadam Shekor Lakadish Boruch Hu Odoin, Ad Shebo Avraham Vakor Ha'yadam, Shenemar Hashem Alakim Matitalim. Vim Hu Yontif, what if one forgot, he made a double header, he forgot Sai Yalaviyovin Sai Ritzei, V'oimer Borosh Nosan Shabbos Lomnucha, V'yontif, Lama Yisrael Simcha, V'chenki Mikla Shabbos V'resh Chaydish.